I'm Sylvia Maria Gross.
And I'm Susan Wilson. KC Currents is KCUR's weekly magazine show. We use voices, stories, and sound to take you to neighborhoods around the region. On Thursday, the City Council in Kansas City approved funds to study 7 potential extensions to a downtown streetcar service. Of course, that 2-mile downtown starter line doesn't even exist yet. Council members were hoping ground would be broken this summer. To check in on the progress of Kansas City's much-awaited streetcars, Sylvia spoke on Friday with Lynn Horsley, the City Hall reporter for the Kansas City Star.
I think the city feels that it's very important to get started with your streetcars, and they feel like this 2-mile starter route is the way to go. But 2 miles in and of itself will not be a decent mass transit or fixed rail system. They've always said it will have to go more places in the city. And in order to extend the route, they really have to study these different streets and figure out which would be the most cost-effective and also which would offer the most opportunities for economic development.
And the study that the council approved will take a look at the potential economic benefit for 7 different extensions to the starter line. So going to the west side, the east side, the bottoms, the plaza. Do any of them have a particular amount of civic support going in?
Well, my impression is that a lot of people think the route should go, you know, past Union Station on down toward UMKC and the plaza. But I don't think they want to prejudge these other opportunities. And, you know, many people feel like it should serve the east side. There are a lot of workers that could perhaps use the route on the east side. A lot of people want to promote the west side. So I think they need the studies to demonstrate which would be the best opportunity.
And what's holding up the funding for the initial starter line?
Well, there is a lawsuit that was filed. This has been a controversial approach to funding. You know, Kansas City has tried for years to get a citywide vote for fixed rail, and it's just never succeeded. So finally, the city turned to a transportation development district, which taxes a smaller portion of the city, the portion of the city that's deemed to get the most benefit from the route, which is this downtown transportation district. Some of the burden for the funding of this route falls on downtown property owners. And many of those property owners were not able to vote in the election that authorized those taxes. So 2 property owners have filed a lawsuit arguing that that method of taxation is unconstitutional. And the city says that it carefully followed the state statute on how to administer and tax through a transportation development district. They say that they got a court approval before they held the election, and that the election results were subsequently upheld by another Jackson County Circuit judge. However, the property owners and the plaintiffs in the lawsuit have now filed an appeal. The city had hoped to get an expedited appeal and go straight to the Missouri Supreme Court for a final ruling. But this week, the Missouri Supreme Court said, no, it will not expedite that decision. And so it's got to kind of wend its way through the appellate court process.
City was hoping to get a final decision quickly so that they can jump on funding.
Right. So they can also start applying for other sources of funding, other sources of federal funding. There's a grant they were hoping to get, a $20 million grant, and the application is due Monday. I believe they will still apply, but before the feds authorize funding, they always want the local communities to have their funding sources in order. And because there's this cloud of litigation, the chances of getting that grant funding are in doubt.
And should say that it's property owners, so it's both residents and businesses that would pay these taxes, but only the residents got a vote, right?
Right, and there were only hundreds of people who voted, while there are thousands of people that are paying the taxes. And many of the commercial property owners who are paying, you know, tens of thousands of dollars or even hundreds of thousands of dollars, you know, do not live in the district and so felt they were deprived of a vote. I wanted to back up very quickly, Sylvia, and just mention that in addition to studying these possible routes for extension south of the river, the city is, and North Kansas City are also jointly funding a study to take the streetcar north of the river into North Kansas City. So, you know, supporters of the streetcar really want this to fly, and they do want it to be able to go both north and south of the river. And the city is continuing to try to, you know, do that planning, even as the funding for this original route remains kind of under a legal cloud.
And the city already lost out on previous federal grants, is that right?
They were applying for one particular $25 million grant. They did not get that. However, they did get other sources of federal funding that total about $18 million. And that was enough with city funding and with the Transportation Development District funding to you know, with all of those combined sources, they feel they can pay for this $100 million starter route.
And how?
And the planning for that is continuing. I should note that. The city has issued an RFP for a construction manager. They have an architecture firm that is doing the final design and is continuing with the final design. And I would note that with some of the federal funding they received, the vehicle orders, they need to order four streetcars. That can proceed using federal funds. And the other critical piece to starting construction this summer is utility relocations. And the water department pays for some of that, and they are proceeding with that planning as well.
And there's also a lawsuit filed by Clay Chastain, who's the longtime light rail activist in Kansas City who no longer lives here, but is still fighting for his idea that was supposed to go to the ballot in 2011. Where does that stand? Will that get in the way of the plans proceeding?
Well, we don't know, but there was a development on that this week as well. Clay Chastain in 2011 did collect enough signatures to put on the ballot a proposal for a very ambitious and expensive and massive light rail line, which is, of course, very different from the streetcar route. And there was no question that he got enough signatures. However, the city council refused to put it on the ballot because they said it just wasn't workable and that Chastain's proposal for a sales tax increase did not cover the costs of that system. So Clay sued after the council refused to put it on the ballot, and a judge agreed that the city did not have to put it on the ballot. And then an appeals court also agreed that the city did not have to put it on a ballot. Clay Chastain subsequently appealed to the Supreme Court, and this week the Missouri Supreme Court agreed to hear his argument. We don't know yet when those arguments will be heard or when they will rule, but if the Supreme Court requires that the city put Chastain's measure on a ballot, then that could really complicate the situation as well.
And just as a reporter observing this situation over the years, I wonder if it's just surprising what a role this man has played in the city's transportation planning over the years.
Absolutely. And Clay Chastain is nothing if not persistent. I think people were really surprised that the Supreme Court agreed to review his case. But I think they're also, they feel that it's important to make sure that if the voters really legally are entitled to consider one of Chastain's proposals, that this all needs to be reviewed again. Now, admittedly, the voters have spoken repeatedly on Mr. Chastain's light rail proposals, and only once did they approve it, and that proposal, you know, basically would have taken bus funding, and so that was thrown out. You know, Mr. Chastain doesn't live here anymore. I think a lot of people wish Mr. Chastain would go away and find another cause, but he is continuing to try to get his vision for Kansas City light rail to the voters and passed, and the Supreme Court's given him one other chance at that possibility.
And now back on the land that is on the table and supposed to be proceeding on the downtown streetcar, how much will this be delayed by the lawsuit?
Well, as I said, it's still not known. I think the city is, as I said, continuing the planning. The streetcar authority has a meeting this Thursday, this coming Thursday, June 6th, in which they're continuing to talk about station design, you know, the streetcar station design. the vehicle design, the marketing, the hours that this would run. So all of the details on how this would be implemented are continuing to be reviewed and planned, and I think the city is proceeding with the expectation that this will all still occur. You know, the bond sale, one of the bond sales was already supposed to have occurred. It was, I believe, to have occurred in March. That clearly has been put off. But they're continuing with the planning and with the initial, you know, efforts to get this underway. As I said, if a bond sale is put off much past the end of this year, that really might delay things.
If the construction did start this summer, when is it supposed to be complete and up and running?
The city was hoping that it would be completed, I believe, by the latter half of 2015, which is when some of the council members who have been working on this for 5 to 8 years would be ending their council terms. So the goal was to, you know, start construction this year and possibly complete the 2 miles within 2 years. That schedule is becoming more and more in doubt.
Lynn Horsley is City Hall reporter for the Kansas City Star. Thank you so much for your time.
Very good to be with you.
Coming up, Olathe's Vanya Shivashankar made it to fifth place in the National Spelling Bee at 11 years old. You're listening to Casey Currents.